A construction project in the city of Cleveland has a story behind it. Not a good one. A new cancer center is being built. It's right around the corner from a competing cancer hospital built just 4 years ago. Here's the story. The hospitals may not have to compete for cancer patients. In Cleveland and elsewhere in the U.S., there is likely to be plenty of business to go around. Sarah Jane Tribble from member station WCPN reports.
The Cleveland Clinic's nearly $300 million cancer center is slated to open in 2 years. A couple of backhoes move supplies around a vast hole in the ground, and it's difficult to imagine that a seven-story glass building will take the hole's place. Cliff Kazmierczak with Turner Construction points to Cleveland's gray sky and traces a silhouette with his fingertips.
There will also be skylights that will be located just a little bit south of where this crane is situated right now.
Kazmierczak knows a thing or two about construction projects for cancer. He came to this project after overseeing construction at the cancer hospital at Ohio State University, a few hours south of here.
The big thing is to make the patient comfortable with the treatments that they're going through. So lighting, light colors, as much natural light as possible are always very important to cancer patients.
Across the country, the healthcare industry is building up to take care of an influx of cancer patients. The advisory board consults for hospitals and doctors. Last year, it found that about 25% of its members with oncology services were either constructing a cancer center or had built one in the past 3 years. The board's Deirdre Fuller says people are more likely to get cancer as they get older.
Now that everyone is looking forward and seeing the aging of the baby boomers, it's certainly adding some fuel to that fire.
And most boomers will get health insurance through Medicare, which is a steady paycheck for hospitals. Dr. Brian Bolwell is chair of the Cleveland Clinic's Cancer Center. He says hospitals have to meet the need.
In the past 5 years, volumes go up, depending on location, between 5 and 10% a year. And there's no end in sight to that volume growth.
The Cleveland Clinic, along with local competitor University Hospitals, treat about 70% of the region's cancer patients. And when the Cleveland Clinic opens its new center, the two will be about 5 minutes from each other. But Dr. Nathan Leventon with University Hospitals doesn't seem worried about the competition. His four-year-old hospital, he says, is basically full every day.
We discharged over 11,000 patients with cancer in 2014, which is about a 20% increase over just a few years beforehand.
That's because both hospitals employ and contract with thousands of doctors. And in the world of cancer care, doctors have a lot of influence, says Leventon. People usually don't shop for cancer treatment until they are diagnosed. And at that moment, their doctor's advice on where to go matters a lot. Bill Ryan leads a hospital advocacy group in Cleveland. He says with so many expected patients, hospitals can afford to and should build.
If you can run enough procedures through a facility, you're going to get some economies of scale that will generate margin. The other thing you get when you run enough procedures through a facility is a level of expertise that improves the quality of care that the individual gets.
And when talking about cancer's future, hospital leaders tend to talk about quality of care and insist that focusing on quality will eventually lower cost for patients. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Jane Tribble in Cleveland.
The story you just heard is part of a reporting partnership between NPR, WCPN, and Kaiser Health News.